Now, Brother Chitoki, you did not know our custom. We have another meeting now where we can ask you questions and we can make comments. And so you can stay with us if you like, because we're going to re-preach what you just said.
Praise God, sir.
Okay with you?
It is first time too.
Very much, sir. I've been here before.
Yeah, if you want to adjust your camera, Chijoki, so okay. We can. There we go. We only saw the top of your head. We want to see the whole top of you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I wish you had told me. I would have changed it.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you. You were on a roll.
All right. Thank you, sir.
So, if you have a question, maybe I can start off with a question. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir. I'm still here.
Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Okay, I think you made that clear. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption.
Yes.
So it seems like we are in a state of corruption. Am I right?
Yes, yes, sir.
And the only way to get uncorrupted, fill me in here.
Well, the scripture the Lord gave me, it's in Philippians. I think it's in Philippians chapter 1. Let me look at it. Philippians. Well, no, I think it's Colossians, where it talks about the vile body. He says we have the vile body. Which scripture is it? Is it Philippians or Colossians?
Colossians.
Vile body.
Is Philippians 3 now.
Okay, Philippians 3. Let me look at it. Oh, yes, God bless you. In Philippians 3:21, yes. So that's the scripture. It says, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working. Now, for me, I think the key is in verse 45 or so. It says, every seed, God will give it a body. Every seed receives a body. And then there is bodies terrestrial and bodies celestial. And even in the dimension of the terrestrial, there are different beds and so on and so on. Okay, so it says, and so again, we are giving the example of Christ. He had flesh and blood. But the flesh and blood, which is the vile body, was changed to flesh and bone. So there was a change of flesh and blood to flesh and bone. All right. And this flesh and bone clearly was a glorious body. It would pass through walls, but it could eat. It could eat. Because they say, when it came, they say it was a spirit. You say, okay, bring the fish, and they bring the, what was it? Broiled fish, and then bread that he ate. All right, so there are different dimensions of body. All right, now, according to what the Lord is showing me, it all depends on the state of the inward man. If the inward man is asleep, as the natural man. Remember, the inward man is what receives energy from the garden, the storehouse of Nashama. And you see that in 3 John chapter 2. It says something. It just opens up a different principle. 3 John says, I wish that thou mayest prosper and be in health, as the soul prospers. I'm telling you, 3 John chapter 2, it says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So what is this saying? The energy for the body comes from the soul. The energy for the soul comes from the nashama, from the realm of the spirit. Now, Adam died. His body died because the nashama was cut off by sin. So his inward man was shut down. He no longer had access because there was the cherubims. He no longer had access. But the cherubims are represented by the cross. So I believe that as we begin to come back to the experience of the cross, the crucifying, Bible says, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh. So I believe that there's going to be, that there will be a change, and there is been a change of this natural. But it will happen as the inward is transformed, as the inward begins to, as the soul begins to have energy. Remember, it is the spirit, and Brother Mark, you are the one that preached that word. It is the spirit that carries the soul. The spirit carries the soul, energizes the soul. So if the spirit has no contact with the spirit, with the realm of God's energy, of Nashama, that garden, the body dies. That's how the body dies. You know, they say we shall not all die, we shall not all sleep, we shall be changed. And the change is in the realm of the soul and in the spirit. So if, as we begin to reposition our soul, as we begin to cast off, remember, the soul, I didn't have time to go into it, the soul is overshadowed by the beastly nature. And that's what you see in Revelation 17. Say the beast carrying a woman. It's a big burden. So the soul is being sucked by all the unclean spirits. That is the food. So the life the soul has is sucked away by darkness, by sin, by the world, loss of the flesh, loss of the eyes. So the body doesn't have any choice but to die. The body just gives up. And the soul now has to go back to God. But if the soul begins to receive energy, begins to prosper, the body will automatically be changed. Anywhere the body soul goes, the body will go with it. So the body is ready. Say that all creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. It was kept in subject in hope. So the body is waiting. And that's what 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says, that we are groaning, waiting to put off this and to put on our house, our clothing, you know, from heaven. You know, so it's all in this concept of change, that Amen. We must, in our mindset must change. We must begin to put away, we must put off and then put on. We must put off the earthly. Now, the earthly is put on day by little and little. You know, so we're looking for big changes when we are not making small input. We must make an input. Paul says, I die daily. We must go to the cross every day and crucify this Adamic man. The Adamic nature is crucified. It's a crucifying. It is a day by day, little by little, until the fullness. It's not a one-stroke experience. You know, so it is, as we put off the inward, outward, the Adamic, they will put on the Christ. So, remember I said, like a light that shines brighter and brighter and brighter. So I believe that that's where we are. We are on that push of brighter light, broader light. More light is coming. More God is opening up the scriptures. The rivers are running, and there's more energy. God did not create man to die. Death is a spirit of prey. If there is no sin, death can, just like cancer. Cancer cannot kill you, it doesn't come and kill a man. No. You say, in a, you know, I'm an oncologist. You say, we talk about a double hit, triple hit theory. There must be something that environmental or biologic or whatever. There are several factors that are working before cancer comes. You know, so death is, if you look at Revelation chapter 6, death is a spirit of prey. You know, say death and hell. You know, they come. So where, in fact, Hosea says that, oh, grave, where is thy victory? Oh, grave, you know, and all that. So where there is no sin, death cannot work. So in Adam, sorry, in Moses, because of the blood, death could not work on him. Of course, brother says, he talked about it. So he cheated death. He cheated death because of the blood. And then look at 2 Timothy chapter 1. He said that Jesus Christ has abolished death. So we are afraid of death because it's a spirit. We need to begin to rebuke the spirit of death. We need to refuse. We have no business with death. Jesus has closed the door. We are of the generation of the Melchizedek man. That's even that Jesus came as a Melchizedek man. There's an energy. The energy of Christ is above the energy of flesh and blood. You know, it is an unchanging energy. And that is what God has given to us to be. Melchizedek is a man. And we are called according to the priesthood of Melchizedek. Jesus was not from Aaron. He had no business entering. And he couldn't enter. But he had access because he came by a new priesthood. He opened that door. And from Genesis 14, he has been manifesting all through up till now. And he came as a child. Exploded. I'm sorry that I'm taking a lot of time, but it's clear that there is a glorious body, and it is our house from heaven. It is our right
inheritance.
We must begin to put on the heavenly and put off the earthly. If there is a global combination of our thoughts, it's going to bring an energy, you know. So the church is on the verge of a new experience. This is the new wine that God is bringing. The old wine is just, it will only tell you will die, and that is, you know,
amen.
And that, praise God.
To Jokey, I didn't want to monopolize the whole time here. Maybe somebody else has a question.
Yes, Brother Mark, can you hear me?
Here we, Brother Edie has a question.
There are many preachers, I'm aware. So if I can't answer, the preachers will answer the question.
Go ahead, Brother Edie.
Yeah, it's something to just mention, and an addition to what has been said, that amen. The body that is mortal is being changed, because the body that Jesus Christ had before he died is the same body that he had when he rose from the dead. It's the same physical, because the body is not in the grave. The body did not decay. Acts says that the body did not see corruption.
That's right.
So it's the same body, but the body received something because the body had no sin. It received something that made that body, though it is physical, it is eternal. Amen. And that was the same body that Adam had. Adam had a body. Adam was not made to die. So that body got corrupted by sin. And amen. So the virus of death got introduced to it. So once amen. We remove the virus of sin from the body, amen. The body becomes a new body and it becomes eternal. That's amen. One. And then just to add some voice to what had been explained, I received, you know, a very wonderful word. Thank you very much, JK. It was a very sweet word. A little comment, you know. I know you understand what you mean. You're a little thing, not so important, but I can mention it, that when Jesus went to hell, that hell was emptied. Hell was emptied. So just to say that, I know what you mean is that a lot of people left hell,
Yes.
but hell was not
Yes.
emptied. So those
You know,
people
that's the righteous dimension. The righteous dimension. Who wanted to go?
Good.
Dimension went to
were empty. Well, those people that, like Mr.
Yes,
Judas.
That's the expression, yes.
Mr.
Yes,
Judas.
yes.
Did not follow. Just to mention
well,
that. God
well,
bless
that
you.
that's a different matter. It's a different matter. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise
Thank
God.
You, Brother Edie. Does anyone else have a comment or a question? Okay. Well, we've had a full meal. We've had good solid bread. And what Brother Chijoki has told us is not anything that we don't know, but he's bringing it out for us to chew on.
Amen.
I know we don't usually keep you much beyond this, so I'm going to give you an opportunity one more if you have something urgent. All right, I'm going to turn the recording off now.